The Paris School District is offering incentives for staff and students who are fully vaccinated against COVID-19. Wayne Fawcett, the district superintendent, says all staff and faculty will receive a bonus check of $1,500 once they show proof of vaccination before November 1st. Students are eligible for a one-time $50 gift card when they provide proof of vaccination.
Obviously, ages 12 and above, and that will roll throughout the year. So if students at any time become fully vaccinated, they can provide evidence of that to our wellness center director, and then she will develop a list. And at the end of every month, we will issue a $50 gift card to those students that are fully vaccinated.
The incentive program is expected to cost nearly $200,000. It was approved by the Paris School Board last week. Funds are provided by the money the district received from the Federal CARES Act. Fawcett says 60% of his staff already vaccinated.
I believe that if we can reach 75% vaccination within our staff, then that will allow me to pretty much keep the schools open throughout the year. Anytime last year that we actually had to move to virtual instruction, it was a staffing issue versus actual positive cases within the school district. Anybody that's fully vaccinated that then comes in contact with a positive case, whether in the community or at school, would not have to quarantine and would be allowed to continue to work.
The Arkansas Center for Health Improvement lists the district in the red zone for active COVID-19 cases. Data from ACHI show 5 active cases of COVID-19 in Paris schools as of Monday. Fawcett says vaccinations are still voluntary and students do require parental consent. He says response to the district's plan has been largely positive.
Certainly there have been some people that disagree with it, and I respect that. But the more people that are vaccinated, then we can, you know, hopefully beat this virus, and it does not have any place to go. And eventually we'll get to herd immunity. The quicker we can work through that, and the quicker we don't have to wear masks, we don't have to quarantine, and we can go back to some sense of normalcy, both in school and in society.
This is Ozarks at Large.